Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, at your service, it's the KMOX Dollars and Cents Show with Dave Simons from the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Welcome back, everybody. It is 4:06 here in St. Louis. Dave Simons, and yes, this is the Dollars and Cents Show. I'm surprised, since it's been so long, that we even still have the recording of Dollars and Cents. I think we just pulled out an 8-track to play that. It's been that long. Okay, maybe it hasn't been that long, but it just feels like it, since October 30th. And then I think before that, it might have been a few months, so... But that's the nature of the show. You know, I started Dollars and Cents way back in January of 96. So I can't believe it was that long ago. So a little bit more than 27 years ago on another AM station. I followed Steve Moore from that other station over here in the early 2000s and have been here ever since. Now, I think it was around 2011, I want to say. It was something around then. I think it was the year the Cardinals won the World Series, if I remember right, where I was pretty much done doing the show every week. And so I wanted to pull back a little bit. I didn't need to or want to continue to do it, but I enjoy it. I really do, from an educational standpoint. I guess it's in, you know, I grew up around it. My dad's a retired college professor, always big into education. Used to love giving seminars. I would love to just sit up there and teach people. I still toy with the fact of maybe teaching a class at some point, some night class at junior college, until my wife says, no. Now that you're into your 60s now, can you just maybe pull back a little bit? Why are you always wanting to keep doing stuff? People retire this time of, well, I'm not the retiring type, all right? But I do still like to come here and do the show every so often, even though it might only be, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 times a year. So even though it's been since October, I am actually going to be on this show again next Sunday. So that's two Sundays in a row, and probably will be on again another week or two, late February, early March. But once baseball season starts to kick into high gear, you won't hear too much of from this show. So enjoy it while it lasts, my friends. All right, so one of the things that we are told, and it's absolutely true, is that there are certain topics that we do not discuss in polite company. Around the Thanksgiving table or Christmas table, all the relatives gather. What's one of the things that we are now told these days just don't bring up? Politics, right? Of course. Well, we're going to do that a little bit here. Okay, no, not to that degree. That's for other shows. We're going to keep this strictly focused on economics and markets and all that stuff. So one of the most contentious arguments that Americans have had amongst themselves here in recent years is everything to do with the pandemic, right? So when we first heard of this coronavirus thing coming out of China, and then it had this name of COVID-19, and we didn't know what to make of it, and then it came to our shores, and then we started getting these reports of people dying, and then we getting to late February and early March, and then the government, both from a national level and then local municipalities across the country, just started shutting everything down. Let's shut everything down, figure what's going on, and then we'll start to kind of work our way through this. And we're all like, okay, is this too draconian? I mean, we were all kind of confused. Is this the right thing? Okay, maybe it is. Maybe it's too much. But then, at that point, if you are forcing, as a government, if you are forcing people to stay at home and not get paid, you have to give them some money. I am a small government, fiscally conservative guy, all right? However, you can't force people to be unemployed from a government standpoint and not help them out. I don't like giving out a bunch of free checks, but the government had to do it, at least the first round. So even a fiscally conservative guy like me, who in no way loves the fact that trillions of dollars were just freely given out to mailboxes across the country, I went on record at the time to say, we don't have any choice. You have to do this quickly. It would be great in a utopian type of world to say, okay, we're going to really figure out who needs the checks. Okay, you have worked at this bar and you work full time and you barely make above minimum wage and you have tips and we basically have caused you to lose your job because we're shutting your bar down. Yes, we are going to now give you some additional stimulus checks. Okay, that person deserves it because through no fault of his or her own, we fired you as the government. But we didn't have time for that, unfortunately. We just shut everything down and then started sending out checks of everyone under a certain income level. Many people needed it. A lot of people didn't. What I also went on record, though, is when I finally said, okay, this is getting to be too much, when we did a second round of trillions of dollars of stimulus checks. We did a third round of stimulus checks. Then there was going to be a fourth round. I'm like, oh my gosh, haven't you seen the anecdotal evidence that's out there of how many people don't need this money and they're spending it on frivolous things? Those are my tax dollars. I don't mean to sound so selfish, but didn't a lot of you feel the same way? Like, this is a little too much? Haven't we had time now that we can set up a plan to say, okay, now we're going to put more restrictions on this? But it didn't happen. The same people who got check number one were getting check number two and check number three. Now, the fourth stimulus, as you may recall, a little bit more than a year ago, that was killed in Congress. It did not happen. Can you imagine the inflationary pressures we would have had if that multi-trillion dollar bill had gone through? Why am I even bringing this up? Because it gets back to what I do for a living, and that is to look at what the market, the stock market in particular, was doing in the latter part of 2020 and through 2021. It exploded. Why? A lot of companies, their stocks that really got pummeled early on, then as the economy slowly started to open back up, their stocks not only went back to where they were, but back above where they were pre-pandemic, even though their business was still only 50% to where it was pre-pandemic. It didn't make any sense. And what was really mind-numbing was looking at some companies that were basically bankrupt, like a GameStop, and seeing a stock like that go up exponentially. AMC Entertainment, a lot of people thought, well, the theaters aren't even going to make it. Even when the economy opens back up, they're just bleeding money. And yet, A stock like AMC went crazy. Cryptocurrencies, why? And that's not a knock against cryptos being good or bad 20 years from now. That's a whole different topic. I'm talking about at that moment in time, when there is no increased usage or utility of Bitcoin, why has that gone from 15,000 to above 60,000 when there's been no extra use of it? And then you start to see, oh, there's a lot of stimulus money that just went into bank accounts. And the 22-year-old sitting at home, who really wasn't making much money to begin with, and living with his parents and maybe taking some college courses, all of a sudden has thousands of dollars that he never had before. And by the way, he's not spending any money because he's not going out with his buddies because he can't. The bars and restaurants are closed. And adults aren't going on vacation anymore. That's what we started to happen. I'm telling you all this as a setup to a real eye-opening article that was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. And I'm going to read a few bits and pieces of it when we come back after this first break, because there are a lot of lessons to be learned here, whether you've been investing for decades, but especially if you're new to the game. I'm thankful that some of these people decided to go public, even though it might be embarrassing to them, but their embarrassment is a just riches of lessons learned. So stay.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
With us. All right, folks, welcome back. It is 420 in St. Louis. Dave Simons here. I am a certified financial planner and, all around nice guy. I really am. But I'm also the head of the Simons and Cordes Wealth Management Group, which is located within the friendly confines of UBS Financial Services. And the host of this show, full-time from 96 till about 2011 or so, and then part-time since then, and loving every minute of it. All right, so I kind of set this up in the first part of this second hour, talking about a lot of the stimulus money that went out, and we'll just leave that speak for itself. Now let me get to the Wall Street Journal article that came out yesterday. And I think, was it on the front page? No. I don't remember where it is, but I copied it here. Anyway, you can, if you're interested, the title of it is The Retreat of the Amateur Investors. Now, I will read some of this verbatim and then give you some personal comments along the way. The article starts out this way. Amateur trader Omar Guez says he amassed roughly $1.5 million as stocks surged during the early part of the pandemic, gripped by a speculative fervor that cascaded across all markets. As his gains swelled, so did his spending on everything from sports betting and bars to luxury cars. He says he also borrowed heavily to amplify his positions. In other words, he was borrowing on margin. When the party ended, his fortune evaporated thanks to some wrong-way bets and his excessive spending. To support himself, he says he now works at a deli in Las Vegas that pays him roughly $14 an hour plus tips. He says he no longer has any money invested in the market. Quote, I'm starting from zero, said Mr. Guess, who is 25 years old. Now, that is a common story. The dude had $1.5 million at the age of 25. And actually, he's 25 today. This goes back to 2020 and 21. So what was he, 22, 23 years old at the time? And he's got a seven-figure amount that's now gone, starting with taxpayer money that he didn't need. And that's the problem here. Look, we're getting into some policy discussions, and that's really not my intent here. I'm trying to explain what has happened. Well, what happened during the pandemic and some of the effects that we're still feeling from that. So early days of stimulus, I totally get. But to keep piling on and piling it on, it created a lot of the behavior that we're seeing here in the article. Now we're getting back to where we were because trading activity among retail investors, and I've been looking at the numbers here, measured by dollar volumes, they're back to their lowest level since January of 20. In other words, right before we shut everything down. So the amount of activity by retail investors is back to pre-pandemic numbers again, which is a good thing. But you get to guys like Omar here and many others. You're stuck at home during COVID-19. You didn't ask for that, but that's happening. And you're flush with these stimulus checks. You didn't need it, but you got it. And especially these newbie traders like himself and countless others. I don't know how many would have fit into this category, but they're all piling into stocks now and they're feeding off each other on these online forums. I've talked about this before, these Reddit forums and whatever. And they're saying, hey, have you heard about AMC Entertainment? Oh, how about other momentum stocks? Oh, here's GameStop and many others. And then you had companies that people have heard of like Peloton and Zoom and all these other companies that still had not, their business model was actually starting to go back down, and yet their stocks kept going up and up and up and up. Now, to be sure, some of these rookie traders did make small fortunes and cash out a lot of it. And think about this. You didn't need to cash out near the top. If you got stimulus checks several over and you're sitting on, let's say, I don't know, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, however much money you got. And for some people, it was a lot more than that. I'm talking about the guy in his early 20s who may not have gotten as much because he didn't have the income to support it. But he got something. He didn't need a lot. You could have turned by playing into Bitcoin and GameStop and all these others, these meme stocks, you could have been sitting on $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. And if you cashed out a $30,000 profit, a lot of these young folks could have lived off that for a couple of years. If they're living with mom and dad and they weren't spending much to begin with and they didn't hardly have any money in the bank, now they're getting stimulus checks and they've got $30,000 or $40,000 that they never had before. Why would you go work at a bar again for a while? You can support yourself if, as long as you're still living with mom and dad. And that was happening time and time and time again. But not everybody cashed out. Back to the article, Omar Ghias. As his stock market gains swelled, so did his spending and partying, he says. He started betting thousands on professional football games and enjoyed late nights at bars, racking up tabs, drinking Don Julio 1942 tequila. Now, I'm not a drinker, so I don't know how much that was. I'm assuming it was a lot, so I actually went online and looked. It looked like the average bottle on Amazon is about $350 to $400. So yeah, it ain't cheap. And he was drinking a lot of it, apparently. Mr. Ghias and his roommate went to go see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play. And when they were in the Super Bowl against the LA Rams, Ghias bet $35,000. Now remember, before the pandemic, he didn't have nearly that much to his name. But because of betting all the stimulus checks in these meme stocks, he now is living large. And he bet $35,000 that the Rams would lose. Uh-oh. Yeah, he lost that one. But he also footed the bill for friends to stay at a Las Vegas hotel, rented a black Lamborghini that he raced around the strip. This is all in the article. And he says he stopped taking classes at DePaul University in Chicago so he could spend more time focused on the markets. I mean, you talk about shoveling down farther and farther, one bad decision after another. My intent here is not to bury this poor guy. Again, I'm thankful that he even risked, personal embarrassment to talk to the journal about what he did. Hopefully for the benefit of so many others who might come across this article. But not only is he just partying it up, because look, if you have no money and all of a sudden you have $1.5 million, this is how sports stars get into trouble, by the way. You come from nothing and all of a sudden you sign a $10 million contract. There's trouble brewing for a lot of them. And you see it here at a lesser scale. So by the end of 21, he had lost more than $300,000, even though the S&P had notched a very big gain in 21. In 2022, back to the article, he says he started taking even more risks, trading options, betting on sports in hopes of making some of the money back. Mr. Ghias traded S&P 500 options at all hours. By the end of 22, here's the end now, not only had he lost everything, but he had racked up bills of more than $300,000 on his American Express Platinum card. The nest egg that had climbed to around $1.5 million was gone. Quote, I lost it all, Mr. Ghias said. He decided to move to L.A. and begin to work at an Italian deli and restaurant on the outskirts of town. He says he has no money in the market right now. And he shared screenshots of his account showing he has roughly $15,000 still in credit card debt, $36,000 in an auto loan, and $6.99 in his checking account. Last quote, and the article ends, I felt like I was indestructible, Mr. Ghias said. It was irrational, end quote. He's not one guy, folks. This isn't just one hard luck, sad guy story. This has been repeated thousands and thousands and thousands of times over. And again, the intent and the purpose here is not to get into some policy discussion of whether what the government did was right or wrong. I'm going to leave that to the talk show host. There's plenty of that. You don't need another idiot on the air taking a side on that. I'm trying to describe what the heck happened in the financial markets the last couple of years. Well, you just got a small snippet of it. And now we are paying a little bit of a price. One of the main reasons, in fact, the main driver behind the huge increase in inflation, the quickest jump of inflation from basically 0 to 60 in 3 seconds that we've ever seen in the history of this country, occurred because of a lot of the stimulus checks that went into people's pockets that they didn't need. And then they went out and spent frivolously, especially in the market, and that jumped the market up big time. And so 2022, we kind of corrected it. Now, we're getting back to normal, but not without a lot of carnage. And unfortunately, my friends, we're seeing some of the same behavior start to come back in. I'll pick up on that theme when we come back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents. My name is Dave Simons, and we'll be right back. It is 4:36 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Dollars and Cents Show. Dave Simons here. As a reminder, I'll be back at the same time next week, 3 to 5 o'clock, for another edition of the show. Now, I'm in big trouble, folks. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to getting a friendly little email from compliance. Because as I was going through my notes here, I realized I did not read the required UBS disclaimer at the beginning of the show. You see, that's what happens when you haven't been on for 14 weeks. You're a little rusty. You forget these things. So better late than never, I guess. I was thinking maybe I just will go through the whole thing and not say. No, I'll at least, you know, just it's one of those things where you say, mea culpa, I forgot. So here we go, disclaimer, and we'll get back to the show. The views and opinions expressed are those of these financial advisors, that would be me, Dave Simons, and are not those of UBS Financial Services Incorporated, its subsidiaries, or affiliates. UBS reserves the right to the extent permitted under applicable law to retain and monitor all communications taking place through this program. All content, information, and opinions herein should be regarded as being general in nature and provided for current interest and information purposes only. It should not be construed as an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy nor recommend any security. Some content may come from third parties who are unaffiliated with UBS, and UBS has no control or responsibility over these third parties or their opinions, information, or materials. There, I'm in good standing. I am legal now, folks. I get to still sit here for another 22, 23 minutes without them escorting me away to compliance jail. But seriously, at the end, when it talks about third parties, for an example, it's that Wall Street Journal that I was just referencing. That would be considered a third party, as long as I'm giving proper notice. And what do we call that? What's the word when you give somebody? Well, anyway, you acknowledge that that this was an article from the Wall Street Journal, which I did. So, again, in good standing. Okay, back to the task at hand. So, speaking of that article, we had highlighted in the Wall Street Journal from their edition yesterday, the title, what is that title here? I was just reading, The Retreat of the Amateur Investors. And it noted one of countless young investors who got the stimulus money and they played in the market. They amassed a personal fortune, really, for most people and certainly for them. And then many of them just saw it disappear and they made matters worse by buying even more on margin and then going into debt. So they started pre-pandemic with a few bucks in the bank. And here we are 3 years later and they're actually thousands of dollars in debt. You're like, how did that work? Well, greed. That's how it works. It's part of the human condition. It's no accident that that CNN index that I referenced in the last hour is called the Fear and Greed Index. They might as well just rename it the Human Index. Both of those emotions, if you will, that are embedded deep within all of us are necessary in some aspects of our lives. Of course, they're healthy. They can help us survive. But if we're not careful, they can also lead to some major mistakes that hurt us financially. And greed is, unfortunately, a component of that. We're seeing it again, my friends. Some of those aforementioned stocks before, whether it's AMC or GameStop, Bed Bath & Beyond, look at that stock. I mean, they can't even pay their creditors, and the stock has soared. because greed has come back in. The NASDAQ is way back up again. And I'm getting a sense that, oh my goodness, some of the same behavior? Haven't people learned yet? ARK Innovation Fund. Some of you know it. I use it as a proxy for that aggressive area of the market. That's an ETF, an exchange-traded fund of a lot of those stocks like DocuSign and Peloton and Coinbase. That's no knock against the companies themselves. They all may turn out to be wonderfully profitable, successful companies. I'm talking about the stocks that got way, way too high, well above fundamentals during the greedy days of 20 and 21. Investors paid a price in 22. But now people are starting to double down on these things again. The ARK Innovation Fund, this ETF of all of those stocks, is up 42% for the year. We're only 5 weeks into the year. Nothing like that should go up 42% in 5 weeks unless there's just wanton greed. So it lends to my suspicions about how this year has started. Let me repeat. This is not a clarion call to start selling stocks and going to the safe haven of cash or bonds or whatever. If you are properly allocated and within your own long-term goals, then there's a good chance you shouldn't even need to change anything, even in the face of what could potentially be a little bit of a downturn here in the near term. Now, and by the way, Bitcoin too, oh my goodness, that has skyrocketed again, which is another proof point that we've seen some speculation come back in. That's not a call on whether Bitcoin is good or bad as a long-term investment. It's just saying here in the near term, regular investment shouldn't skyrocket like that when there's nothing that's changed fundamentally. There's been no new report on a crypto like Bitcoin. There's been no new report on Bed Bath & Beyond other than they can't pay their bills. Yet the stock has gone up. It's like doubled or tripled or even quadrupled. Like it's just, it's gone crazy. And that cannot be sustained. Now, let me change gears here a little bit and give you some positive news a little bit longer dated here by the end of the year. I make no predictions here in the near term. I don't have a lot of warm and fuzzies, but let's look at the remainder of the year. History is very kind to us. I mentioned this in a commentary that I send out to people who subscribe on Friday. And by the way, I'll give out some information for those of you who have not subscribed. Maybe after the next break, I'll come back and give you a way to be able to do that. But what I took a look at is the so-called Santa Claus rally and the month of January, and I combined them. Now, let me explain what that means. The Santa Claus rally, or the Santa Claus period that we always look at, covers about a week or so. And it's, excuse me, it's the day after Christmas, the first trading day after Christmas, whatever, if it's not a weekend, then it's going to be obviously December 26th. And you take the rest of that year and the first two trading days of the new year. So depending on how the week comes out, anywhere, let's say from 5 to 7 trading days normally. That's your Santa Claus period. That is a phrase that's been around in Wall Street lexicon for a long, long time. People pick up on it when it's positive, like, ooh, we had a Santa Claus rally this time, because history shows that when you have a Santa Claus rally, that typically bodes well for the next full year. Aha, let me add one more element to it to really, really give this thing some spice. When January is up, which this January was, you combine a Santa Claus rally that was positive and a January that was positive. I went back to 1950. So we're covering 73 full years, 31 times. So it's not a rare occurrence. That's a pretty good percentage where you've had during the Santa Claus period, we had a rally. And then January, the full month of January in the New Year's, was also up 31 times. You know what has happened in the past? We just did it for the 31st time. You know what has happened in the market the rest of the year, those other 30 times? Well, folks, this is what we call a tease in the radio business. I will give you that answer when we come back with more Dollars and Cents. You know, I'm reminded how quickly 2 hours goes by. I always forget that since it's been a while since I've been on. It just seems like I walked in a couple of minutes ago and said hi to Kevin Killeen. And what a treat, because I never get to see Kevin, obviously. He doesn't come in on the weekends and visit with, you know, the lowlifes.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is 4:36 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Dollars and Cents Show. Dave Simons here. As a reminder, I'll be back at the same time next week, 3 to 5 o'clock, for another edition of the show. Now, I'm in big trouble, folks. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to getting a friendly little email from compliance. Because as I was going through my notes here, I realized... I did not read the required UBS disclaimer at the beginning of the show. You see, that's what happens when you haven't been on for 14 weeks. You're a little rusty. You forget these things. So better late than never, I guess. I was thinking maybe I just will go through the whole thing and not say. No, I'll at least, you know, just it's one of those things where you say, mea culpa, I forgot. So here we go, disclaimer, and we'll get back to the show. The views and opinions expressed are those of these financial advisors, that would be me, Dave Simons, and are not those of UBS Financial Services Incorporated, its subsidiaries or affiliates. UBS reserves the right to the extent permitted under applicable law to retain and monitor all communications taking place through this program. All content, information, and opinions herein should be regarded as being general in nature and provided for current interest and information purposes only. It should not be construed as an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy nor recommend any security. Some content may come from third parties who are unaffiliated with UBS, and UBS has no control or responsibility over these third parties or their opinions, information, or materials. There, I'm in good standing. I am legal now, folks. I get to still sit here for another 22, 23 minutes without them escorting me away to compliance jail. But seriously, at the end, when it talks about third parties, for an example, it's that Wall Street Journal that I was just referencing. That would be considered a third party, as long as I'm giving proper notice. And what do we call that? What's the word when you give somebody? Well, anyway, you acknowledge that that this was an article from the Wall Street Journal, which I did. So, again, in good standing. Okay, back to the task at hand. So speaking of that article we had highlighted in the Wall Street Journal from their edition yesterday, the title, what is that title here? I was just reading, The Retreat of the Amateur Investors. And it noted one of countless young investors who got the stimulus money and they played in the market. They amassed a personal fortune, really, for most people and certainly for them. And then many of them just saw it disappear, and they made matters worse by buying even more on margin and then going into debt. So they started pre-pandemic with a few bucks in the bank. And here we are 3 years later, and they're actually thousands of dollars in debt. You're like, how did that work? Well, greed. That's how it works. It's part of the human condition. It's no accident that that CNN index that I referenced in the last hour is called the Fear and Greed Index. They might as well just rename it the Human Index. Both of those emotions, if you will, that are embedded deep within all of us are necessary in some aspects of our lives. Of course, they're healthy. They can help us survive. But if we're not careful, they can also lead to some major mistakes that hurt us financially. And greed is, unfortunately, a component of that. We're seeing it again, my friends. Some of those aforementioned stocks before, whether it's AMC or GameStop, Bed Bath & Beyond, look at that stock. I mean, they can't even pay their creditors. And the stock has soared because greed has come back in. The NASDAQ is way back up again. And I'm getting a sense that, oh, my goodness, some of the same behavior. Haven't people learned yet? ARK Innovation Fund. Some of you know it. I use it as a proxy for that aggressive area of the market. That's an ETF, an exchange-traded fund of a lot of those stocks like DocuSign and Peloton and Coinbase. That's no knock against the companies themselves. They all may turn out to be wonderfully profitable, successful companies. I'm talking about the stocks that got way, way too high, well above fundamentals during the greedy days of 20 and 21. Investors paid a price in 22. But now people are starting to double down on these things again. The ARK Innovation Fund, this ETF of all of those stocks, is up 42% for the year. We're only 5 weeks into the year. Nothing like that should go up 42% in 5 weeks unless there's just wanton greed. So it lends to my suspicions about how this year has started. Let me repeat. This is not a clarion call to start selling stocks and going to the safe haven of cash or bonds or whatever. If you are properly allocated and within your own long-term goals, then there's a good chance you shouldn't even need to change anything, even in the face of what could potentially be a little bit of a downturn here in the near term. Now, and by the way, Bitcoin too, oh my goodness, that has skyrocketed again, which is another proof point that we've seen some speculation come back in. That's not a call on whether Bitcoin is good or bad as a long-term investment. It's just saying here in the near term, regular investment shouldn't skyrocket like that when there's nothing that's changed fundamentally. There's been no new report on a crypto like Bitcoin. There's been no new report on Bed Bath & Beyond other than they can't pay their bills. Yet the stock has gone up. It's like doubled or tripled or even quadrupled. It's gone crazy. And that cannot be sustained. Now, let me change gears here a little bit and give you some positive news a little bit longer dated here by the end of the year. I make no predictions here in the near term. I don't have a lot of warm and fuzzies, but let's look at the remainder of the year. History is very kind to us. I mentioned this in a commentary that I send out to people who subscribe on Friday. And by the way, I'll give out some information for those of you who have not subscribed. Maybe after the next break, I'll come back and give you a way to be able to do that. But what I took a look at is the so-called Santa Claus rally and the month of January, and I combined them. Now, let me explain what that means. The Santa Claus rally, or the Santa Claus period that we always look at, covers about a week or so. And it's, excuse me, it's the day after Christmas, the first trading day after Christmas, whatever, if it's not a weekend, then it's going to be obviously December 26th. And you take the rest of that year and the first two trading days of the new year. So depending on how the week comes out, anywhere, let's say from 5 to 7 trading days normally. That's your Santa Claus period. That is a phrase that's been around in the in Wall Street lexicon for a long, long time. People pick up on it when it's positive. Like, ooh, we had a Santa Claus rally this time. Because history shows that when you have a Santa Claus rally, that typically bodes well for the next full year. Aha, let me add one more element to it to really give this thing some spice. When January is up, which this January was, you combine a Santa Claus rally that was positive and a January that was positive. I went back to 1950. So we're covering 73 full years. 31 times. So it's not a rare occurrence. That's a pretty good percentage. Where you've had, during the Santa Claus period, we had a rally, and then January, the full month of January and the New Year's, was also up. 31 times. You know what has happened in the past? We just did it for the 31st time. You know what has happened in the market the rest of the year, those other 30 times? Well, folks, this is what we call a tease in the radio business. I will give you that answer when we come back with more Dollars and Cents. You know, I'm reminded how quickly 2 hours goes by. I always forget that since it's been a while since I've been on. It just seems like I walked in a couple of minutes ago and said hi to Kevin Killeen. And what a treat, because I never get to see Kevin, obviously. He doesn't come in on the weekends and visit with, you know, the lowlifes like myself, the weekend people. So it was nice to see him. But yeah, here we are with about 10 minutes left to go to the top of the hour. But don't despair. Dave Simons will come back next week at the same time. Dollars and Cents returns 3 to 5 o'clock. If you would like to be part of the commentary that I've been writing for about 20 years, we have roughly about 1,000 subscribers or so. You are more than welcome to sign up. It's free and it's anonymous, and I don't know the addresses. They're just put on a blind carbon copy template. And not only do you get my thoughts every week on what's happening in the financial markets. And by the way, let me give this, because some people sign up for it thinking they're going to get specific stock ideas or something. No, it's very much like this show. You'll just get my observations of what's happening, what we're looking for in our little corner of the world, maybe provide some levity along the way. And then also when the next time the Dollars and Cents show will be on. So if you would like to be part of this group of loyal listeners, you can email David.Simons. That would be me. David.Simons, that's S-I-M-O-N-S, at UBS.com. That's U, B as in boy, S as in Sam.com. David.Simons at UBS.com. David.Simons at UBS.com. Yeah, I got it right. You don't have to write anything in the body of the email at all, just in the subject line. However you want to word it, sign me up for your newsletter. Add me to the commentary, whatever. And I've got an assistant who will do that. They'll just put you on the blind carbon copy and you're good to go. All right. So I had, before the break, talked about the Santa Claus rally when that occurs. And again, it's a very narrow time frame. You're talking usually about a week, a little bit more than a week, from the first day of trading after Christmas through the first two trading days of the new year. And then we take a look at the full month of January that immediately follows. When both are positive, since 1950 through 2022, it's happened 31 times out of 73 years. So, you know, decent percentage, right? The previous 30 times, 28 of the previous 30 times, the market has ended up positive for the year. The only two times it was down, it wasn't down much. 1966, the Santa Claus rally, it was only up 0.8%. January was only up 0.5%. So, it was up, but not much. For the full calendar year of 66, the market, the S&P, was down 10% even. So not terrible, not bear market territory. The only other time, and it was more recent, was in 2018. Decent start, Santa Claus rally up 2.8. The full month of January was up 5.6, but for the year, down 4. That's the S&P in 2018. All the other 28 times, it was up. And only two other times when it was up, it was single digits on the upside. In 2011, at the end of January, the S&P was up 2.3, and for the year, it finished up 2.1. So basically, it flatlined the rest of the time. So I guess you could say that's a little bit of an outlier. And then the only other time of note where the market still finished up but down from January was, oh my goodness, was this a doozy of a year, 1987. Yeah, the crash year, October 19th of that year. At the end of January, the S&P was up 13.2%, off to a blistering start. And it kept going. By the time we got to August of 87, the market was up over 30%, and then it gave it all back. It finished the year up 5.8, but that really masks the damage that occurred, really starting in late August and then sort of ending at that Black Monday. When you add up all of the previous 30 years, even with the two down years and a couple of the other years that I mentioned, the average Santa Claus rally, when it has occurred, was up 1.95%. This time around, at the end of 22, it was up 1.4. Okay. The average January gain, when we're looking at January gains only, since 1950, when January is up, along with the Santa Claus rally, January was up 4.67%. This time, this past January, up 7.3%. Quite a bit higher. The previous 30 times, because obviously we don't know yet the 31st time, we haven't seen the full year play out, the average gain is up 21.5%. Does that guarantee us with 100% certainty what is going to happen this year? You know the answer to that. Of course not. There have been a couple of years, as I just mentioned, 1966 and 2018, where the market actually finished down. Not a lot. A few percentage points, up to 10%. But I like, you can't look away from the numbers. They're real. There's something there. And I've talked about this with my colleagues at the office. The one thing that keeps me from jumping on the bandwagon completely here and saying, wow, I mean, the odds is like 90% plus here that the market's going to be up. History is great, and I look at it. And there's something to be gleaned every time I go back and look at something, okay? Because a lot of times trend lines do repeat themselves in some fashion or another. But my friends, we have really been rewriting the rules the last few years because of the pandemic. That's really why I wanted to go back and discuss that in the first part of the second hour, of how different things have been. How can we go back in time and say, wow, look at this happened that year, that year, that year. It's all the same. And, oh, it looks like we're repeating it now. Yeah, but we've never had a post-pandemic recovery. It doesn't mean that we can't repeat history again, and there we go again. But there's a little bit of reluctance there to jump fully into it. So, yes, if you said that I had to come up with a prediction, and that's all it is, it's professional judgment, I do believe the market will finish up for the year. But like I've said before, my conviction level is not as high as I normally would like it to be. Stay long-term, folks. Stay patient. We all win in the end. That's my promise to you. Have a great week. We will talk to you again next Sunday. Take care.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.